Well, a report out of the UK over the last few days that the ship's bell of the SS Mendi has been found after going missing, well, literally decades ago. In fact, some reports suggest the bell has been missing since the ship went down. And in 1917, it killed 616 South Africans who had gone to fight in the First World War. John Gribble is the agency manager at the SA Heritage Resource Agency on the line from Cape Town, but he's also the co-author of the book, We Die Like Brothers, The Sinking of the SS Mendi. He's on the line from Cape Town. John, good afternoon to you. How did the bell go missing? Did it actually go down with the ship?
Hi. Yeah. Yes. That's what we think must have happened. I think it's very unlikely that at the time that the ship was sinking, the bell would have been taken away. It happened so fast that there wouldn't be time to think about that. And it wasn't something that usually happened. When a ship went down, the bell usually went with it. And so yes, I think it has been on the seabed ever since, or until some stage in the last X number of years. Yeah, we're not quite sure when it left the seabed.
There's an incredible story. I mean, there's a British radio presenter, so someone who does what I do, but just with a different accent, and he basically got a call. He'd done a lot of investigations of his own. He gets a call saying, if you go to this pier at this time in the early hours of the morning, there'll be the bell. I mean, that in itself is quite a story.
That's right. You couldn't make it up. It's a real cloak and dagger stuff. It sounds like something out of a Hollywood movie. It really, really exciting. And yes, he got this anonymous tip off that there was something waiting for him. Bell-shaped black plastic bag with a note on it to him. And it seems like, again, nothing very much from the person who left it there for him about when it was recovered or how. It just the fact that it had been in his possession for a long while, that he wanted to make sure it went to the right place before he died. And so our suspicion is that it was recovered probably a good number of years ago. The Mendi was first found by divers in 1976, or identified as the Mendi in 1976. And after that, there was a long period where it had no legal protection, and where it was dived on a regular basis. And as is the case with many shipwrecks, a lot of material was taken off of it, particularly non-ferrous metals. So portholes were taken, the bridge telegraph was recovered. And divers would take them home, often to keep in their homes, put in their pub. Some of this material ended up in a little museum on the Isle of Wight. But I suspect that what happened was this guy found the bell. And it's interesting, when we were doing research for the book, this was one of the things that divers kind of scratched their heads about, the fact that the bell had never been recovered. People wondered whether it was still there. But now we know. Now we know that it was probably recovered, 20, maybe even 30 years ago, and has been sitting in someone's house, in someone's collection ever since then.
Is it possible to say that, in fact, it is the bell? It is the SS Mendi bell?
I think I for the article in the Times, I kind of stuck my neck out a little bit and said it probably is. I think on the balance of probabilities, I would say that it is. I think, looking at the history, we know that the wreck, as I said, was quite seriously looted by divers in the past, and non-ferrous metal was collected. The ship's bell is always one of those things. When a diver finds a wreck, it's one of the first things that people look for as a way of identifying the wreck, but also it's the kind of iconic object associated with the wreck, because it often has the name on it, as is the case with this bell. So it's a nice artifact to have. The fact that we haven't found the bell since, the circumstances under which the bell was handed over, I think if this had been a fake, if this had been something put together to raise publicity, the person who'd done that would have probably come forward and wanted to be involved. The fact that it was an anonymous tip-off and that there was really nothing in it for the guy who handed it over suggests that, in fact, it was the real thing. And then the bell itself, just looking at the photographs I've seen of it, it's of the right, it's the right size, it's the right, it looks right for a bell of that period. So I think on the balance of probabilities, we are looking at the Mendi bell.
John Gribble, thank you very much indeed. Manager of the SA Heritage Resource Agency, also the co-author of the book We Die Like Brothers, The Sinking of the SS Mendi.